We're page 18, case number 25-14028, Elliot Bernstein. On the regular calendar at 10 o'clock, there is an amended motion for relief from stay filed by a creditor. I don't have who that is.
Charles Rivard as guardian of the ward of Patricia Sound.
Let's get appearances first.
Brad Schraberg, spelled S-H-R-A-I-B-E-R-G, on behalf of Mr. Rivard as guardian of the ward of Patricia Somm. And I apologize, I'm just getting over some laryngitis. So
no problem.
That is our... Oh, thank you.
Good morning, Your Honor. Elliot Bernstein, E-L-I-O-T, Bernstein,
B-E-R-S-T-I-N. I'm the owner. And you're representing yourself? Okay, thank you, Mr.
That's on the 10 o'clock calendar, and on the 10:30 calendar, we have docket 29 and docket 19, if I'm correct. This is docket 19 is on both. Okay.
Your Honor, there was an amended notice of hearing moving this to the 10:30.
So then 19...
We've got docket entry 19, which is an amended motion for stay relief, Mr. Schraberg, by your client,
yes.
And then we've got the debtor's emergency submittal for temporary stay or continuance of hearing at docket entry 29, and that's what we have, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so tell me about your motion for stay relief, Mr. Schraberg.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a motion for stay relief pursuant to sections 362D1, D2, D4B, and Federal Rule of Bankruptcy Procedure 4001A3. Today, we are going to be asking the court to lift the automatic stay to permit litigation against and involving the debtor, including in a pending state court matter, and including with regard to the prosecution, defense, and litigation of three pending appellate cases. And, excuse me, once again, terminating the automatic stay prospectively for 2 years with respect to any act against the real property at issue in this case, or in the alternative for straight-up stay relief. Modifying the automatic stay as to actions against the real property.
Tell me about, I don't know much about this, so tell me about the real property. What's the background?
Yep. This is the round three of a third bankruptcy that has been filed. The first two have been filed in bad faith. Were dismissed in bad faith. The easiest part of my argument today is that Mr. Bernstein's last Chapter 13, my client received in rem stay relief against...
Your client's the lender, first position mortgage holder?
Yes, and has a judgment of foreclosure. The filing of this bankruptcy for the third time stopped the foreclosure sale of the property.
Okay, and how much is your judgment for?
The judgment, I believe, is for in excess of $500,000.
Okay, and this is homestead property?
It, I believe, is. Mr. Bernstein is a tenant. This is just another...
Oh, is a tenant.
Correct. The owner of the property is Bernstein Family Realty, LLC. They filed... let me get back to it, just to give the 30,000 foot. Mr. Bernstein's last Chapter 13, in that case, my client received in rem stay relief against this property for 2 years. This case was filed one day before that 2 year period lapsed. Now the overall background of...
I have stay relief automatically as to the property.
Correct, but we wanted to...
want an order so the state court knows you have stay relief.
Correct.
Okay.
The first bankruptcy was filed by the Bernstein Family Realty, LLC. It was filed as an involuntary bankruptcy against itself. The three members of the Bernstein Family Realty, which are Mr. Bernstein's three children, filed an involuntary against themselves. We suspect that the reason why they did that was because it was a managerless LLC. Regardless, it was heard by Judge Kimball originally, and a detailed order was entered finding that bankruptcy was filed in bad faith. and that...
It's also filed on the eve of the foreclosure sale?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
Then, when we went back to state court and got a new sale date, on April 3rd, 2023, this debtor filed a voluntary Chapter 13 petition case in front of Your Honor. Immediately thereafter, the debtor filed a suggestion of bankruptcy in the state court case, wherein the debtor, even though he was not the owner of the real property...
Was he even a party to the case?
...as an unknown tenant.
Okay.
Falsely stated that the real property is property of the Chapter 13 estate, and falsely implied in his Chapter 13 bankruptcy case would somehow result in a discharge of the foreclosure judgment or otherwise release the real property from the foreclosure judgment. And we have that as an exhibit to this motion. After the debtor's filing of the previous suggestion of bankruptcy, the state court canceled that hearing. In response, the secured... My client's predecessor...
Sale.
I'm sorry?
Canceled the sale?
Canceled the sale.
Not a hearing.
Sorry, correct.
Okay.
Yes. Following our motion for relief from stay in the prior Chapter 13 filed by Mr. Bernstein, on April 13th, 2023, this court made the following findings. A, the real...
Court. This court?
Your Honor, yourself.
That's
it. Property is owned by the family, the Bernstein Family Realty, LLC. The secured creditor's predecessor in interest is the holder of a final foreclosure judgment with respect to the real property, my client. The April 3rd, 2023 suggestion of bankruptcy filed by the debtor in the state court was, quote, factually false and legally incorrect, and was designed to mislead the state court and or the clerk of the state court into canceling the April 4th, 2023 foreclosure sale of the real property, because the suggestion of bankruptcy stated that this action is founded on a claim from which a discharge would be a release of that seeks to impose a charge on the property of the estate. The debtor's purpose, this is also a finding, the debtor's purpose in filing the voluntary Chapter 13 petition was not to reorganize or confirm a plan, but instead, quote, was to obtain the cancellation of the April 4th, 2023 foreclosure sale of the real property as part of a continuing bad faith scheme to delay and hinder the movements with respect to the foreclosure action against the real property. This order is found at docket entry 22, in the case 23-12630, that was before Your Honor. And it's attached as Exhibit B to this motion.
Okay.
And having so found that the bankruptcy court ordered pursuant to 11 U.S.C. 362-D4B that the automatic stay, quote, is modified so that for the next 2 years from the date of this, which was April 14th, 2023, order, no voluntary or involuntary petition filed under Title 11 of the United States Code shall operate as a stay of any act against the real property.
What's happened in the 2 years? You weren't able to get a sale scheduled and completed?
There were numerous. This foreclosure started in 2018. There were numerous, respectfully, what we call frivolous defenses raised throughout this entire...
Weren't you post-judgment?
No.
I'm just asking a simple question. Yes, what happened between the order that I entered and why didn't the sale actually happen?
Mr. Bernstein filed various pleadings post-judgment stating that there wasn't authority to obtain the foreclosure judgment.
Okay, and those were all denied and the sale was reset?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. And for what date?
It was set for, I believe, the day of the filing.
Okay. And that's why this most recent case was filed, to stay that sale?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so all that's been adjudicated. State court has reset the sale, and then this filed. You're obviously asserting that this was a bad faith filing and that it was filed and should have been accepted. Well, the state, you want to confirm that
the stay is not in effect.
Correct. As well as we want a new two-year period to be added. This debtor has no income. This debtor filed this case, has filed the plan that calls for no distribution to unsecured creditors, claims under penalty of perjury on his schedules that we are oversecured, and even with that, they are making no payments pursuant to the proposed plan, have made to date no payments into
his plan. Okay, I understand. Anything else?
This debtor filed almost or a very similar suggestion of bankruptcy in the state court.
As he did the last time.
Exactly, Your Honor.
All right.
The difference is the last one was done by with the help of an attorney. This one was filed pro se.
Okay.
And we've attached that suggestion of bankruptcy to our exhibits.
All right. Mr. Bernstein?
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm still under medication, as my mom should show, heart and oral. I showed cause why my papers in opposition should be considered, even if deemed late, but Mr. Schraber also did not proper notice under the rule. The hearing should be continued, as my emergency motion shows. This should be an evidentiary hearing under Local Rule 4001, as requested. As Mr. Schraber did not attach documents to his motion on the debt and property under the local guideline, this should be heard at the evidentiary hearing.
Why? If there's a judgment that's been entered and a foreclosure sale set, there's no issue that I will adjudicate that the state court hasn't already adjudicated.
There's a whistleblower who is a former intern prosecutor for Janet Reno and a
All right. So denied. I'm granting your motion, Mr. Schraber. Please get me the order. Mr. Bernstein,
yes.
This is an abusive process. So.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
What's that?
I'm going to call the federal marshals. He just called you an abusive process.
Well, I said it was an abusive process.
He called you as he was walking out.
I've been called worse.
Okay.
Probably will be called worse, you know, many times in the future. It is part of the job.
Your Honor, may I ask what the status of this case is going to be? Because we have a motion. Could Mr. Girardi...
Stay relief. So, and I'm granting the two-year prejudice period.
So, therefore, anything we have pending will be moved then?
I don't know what you have pending, but it seems to me that the only reason this was filed was to stop the foreclosure sale. And now that foreclosure sale will not be stopped and I'm granting stay relief, file whatever you need to file to dispose of the case, I suppose.
Precisely, Your Honor. Matt Girardi with the trustee's office. We filed a request for dismissal on May 23rd for no money at the 341. I believe that would just then get entered once the motion for relief is resolved.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, that was holding it up, the fact that it was pending.
Then
okay.
I'm going to ask, Your Honor, that you draft your own order with regard to denying Mr. Bernstein's motions, and maybe Mr. Schraber could upload an order, or I don't know if the court's inclined.
We'll draft the order. Not a problem. Mr. Klein is very good at that.
And he was sending me all kinds of stuff, and I had no and making allegations against me, and I had nothing to do with anything he was saying. Okay. Thank you,
Madam Trustee. We've all been there.
It's not the first.
I'm not taking this lightly. You know, these folks are desperate. They are losing their roof over their head, so they take desperate action. And it is what it is. And you know, we know it when we see it. And I've ruled, and it'll be what it'll be.
We did have one matter, but it's going to take more than the 2 minutes you have left. So could we say 1 o'clock? Do you think 1 o'clock would be too early for
what
you?
What matter is that?
You had said originally one. Oh, we have people coming back at 1:30. All right. So, Your Honor, may I continue doing what I need to do, and we'll see you at 1:30?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Honor, I apologize. Am I submitting the order, or are you entering?
You're submitting an order on your motion.
Right.
And we will be entering an order on the debtor's objection or whatever. We will be entering an order on, hold on a second, on docket entry 29, which is the debtor's emergency submittal under 11 USC 105A for temporary stay. Denying.
I'm just wondering, because they are serial filers, Can I at least make a finding that this was filed in bad faith?
Yes.
Okay.
It was filed in bad faith.
I understand.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm going to stand here.
Your Honor, I apologize because I want to make sure things are on the record with this debtor. Can it also restate the finding that was in the prior order that the suggestion of bankruptcy was filed to mislead the state court?
Is that attached to your motion?
It's Exhibit C. Let me make sure I'm right. Nope, it's not. It is Exhibit D, found at page 24 of 29. And it could be found he bolded the misrepresentation.
So this did not act as an automatic stay.
It was filed within the 2 years.
Within the 2 years. And that date, April 14th, and tell me how you calculate the other date.
It falls within 1 day.
Okay.
We believe, and we've set forth in our motion.
Okay, you can include that finding.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you all.
All right. I'm going to go back.